Well, good morning, everybody. Forget what time it is, don't we? That's all right. Let's start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus' name, Lord, and we just want to bow our hearts before you now, Lord, and give you this time. This is about you, Father. It's not about us. We want to bless you this morning, Lord. We want you to look down from on high, Lord, and see our hearts humbled before you, Father, and to put aside all our needs and our wants and our hopes, fears, glories and sadnesses, Lord, and just to focus on worshiping you because you're worthy of our praises this morning, Lord. You're worthy of all of our praise. You're worthy of all of our adoration. And we pray, Lord God, that we would shift our focus onto you completely this morning, Lord, and seek to give some small thing back to you, Lord, knowing that you receive it from us. If we give it to you from hearts of faith, Lord, we know that you receive it from us with gladness, Lord, and you're so pleased with that kind of worship. And it's that savory aroma before your nostrils, Lord, just like the fellowship offerings of old, Lord. And we want to offer that up this morning to you. So we pray that you would be here with us. We pray that you would inhabit our praises. And the only thing that would matter about the songs that we sing, Father, is the fact that we're singing them to you. And that we would mean every single word that we sing, Lord God. And it would come from a place beyond our flesh, Lord, and beyond our own reason, even in understanding, and come from that communication that takes place between your spirit and our own, Father. And we pray that you would be present in this place, Lord, to touch people's lives and hearts and minds as they seek to worship you, Father. And as we give more of ourselves to you, Lord, we pray that Jesus Christ would be more evident in our lives, in our daily comings and goings, and how we treat the people around us, of people of our own family, Lord, and the people at our workplaces and the people on the streets. We pray that you would help us to be like him, Lord, loving people, having compassion on people, never putting that before the fact that our first priority is to serve and worship you and to be truthful and honest before you and to proclaim your truth with boldness, Lord, just as exactly as it's written in your book. Lord, equip us to do these things, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand together.
Cup was not removed, he drank it all. See him hanging there where I belong. His tears were as scarlet, but there in the garden the cup was not removed. Oh, praise the takes away my sin. He tore the veil. Now I can enter in. For all my days, my soul will praise him.
The law was not removed.
The law was not removed. It was fulfilled. Prayers of all the prophets now revealed. In the image of the Father, the yes of every promise, the law was not removed.
Praise.
Oh, praise the Lamb who takes away my sin. Sins are now removed, yes, everyone. Taken by my Jesus on the cross. As far as east and west, I see his righteousness. My sins are now removed. My sins are now removed. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him, oh, praise the Lamb who takes away my sin. He tore the veil, now I can enter in. For all my days, my soul will praise.
Was not removed.
The cup was not removed. He drank it all. I see him hanging there where I belong. His tears were as scarlet, but there in the garden, the cup was not. In the darkness we were waiting, without hope, without light, till from heaven you came running. There was mercy in your eyes to fulfill the law and prophets. To a virgin came the word, from a throne of endless glory to a cradle in the dirt.
Praise the Father.
Praise the Father. Praise the Son. Praise the Spirit. Three in one. God of glory, majesty. Praise forever to the King of Kings. To reconcile the lost, to redeem the whole creation, you did not despise the cross. For even in your suffering, you saw to the other side, knowing this one's our salvation. Jesus, for our sake you died.
Praise the Father.
Praise the Father. The morning that you rose, all of heaven held its breath, till that stone was moved for good, for the Lamb had conquered death. And the dead rose from their tombs, and the angels stood in awe, for the souls of all who'd come to the Father are restored. And the Church of Christ was born. Then the Spirit lit the flame. Now this gospel truth of old shall not kneel, shall not faint. By his blood and in his name, in his freedom I am free. For the love of Jesus Christ, who has resurrected me. Whoa. Praise the Lord.
Have our ushers come on up. Lord, thank you so much for the opportunity we have to worship through giving. And we pray that that's all that it would ever be, Lord God, is an act of worship from our hearts to your own, Lord. And because of that, Father, it would be never an expectation or something that we feel guilty about or something that we're worried about what people think, Lord, but it would always be just between you and us, Lord. As you've put on our hearts to give, we would never hold back one iota less, Father, than what you've asked of us, Lord. Not just of our finances, Lord, but of our time, of our resources, of who we are, of our hearts, Lord. We pray that everything that we are and everything that we have would be on the altar at your disposal, Father, to be used by you for your glory and for the furtherance of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
How do you explain? How do you describe a love that goes from east to west and runs as deep as it is wide? You know all our hopes. We long for you to hear. Listen to our hearts. So listen to our hearts. Hear our spirit sing a song of praise that flows to those you have redeemed. We will use the words we know to tell you what an awesome God you are. Our hearts, and words could fall like rain from these lips of mine. And if I had a thousand years, I would still run out of time. So if you listen to my heart, every beat will say, thank you for the life, thank you for the truth, and thank you for the way. Listen to our hearts, and listen to our hearts. Hear our spirit sing a song of praise that flows from those you have redeemed. We will use the words we know to tell you. Listen to our hearts and hear our spirit sing a song of praise that flows from those you have redeemed. We will use the words we know to tell you what an awesome God you are. But words are not enough to tell you our love. Listen to our hearts. Words are not enough, but words are not enough to tell you of our love. So listen to our hearts.
Amen, amen. Let's stand for one more together.
Alone in my sorrow and dead in my sin, lost without hope with no place to begin, your love made a way to let mercy come in. When death was arrested and my life began, ash, ash was redeemed. Only beauty remained. My orphaned heart was given a name. and my life began. Oh, your grace, so free, washes over me. You have made me new, now life begins with you. It's your ransom he faithfully bore. He canceled my debt and he called me his friend. When death was arrested and my life began, oh, your grace, so free, washes over. A Savior displayed on a criminal's cross. Darkness rejoiced as though heaven had lost. But then Jesus arose with our freedom in hand. And that's when death was
may be seated.